As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. She is a saint who lived in America for most of her time, which is so amazing that we have a saint who lived here in our home country and served here. She served all the immigrants, all the people from Italy who came over in a boat to America, where they had nothing, no homes, no jobs, nothing at all, and she made sure to take care of them. And in her lifetime, she started 67 orphanages, hospitals, schools, all sorts of things to take care of these people and to bring them Jesus. She served a lot in New York City, and to this day, the people of New York still love her. I met a priest from New York City one time, and as a witness to how much they love St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, he said they say a prayer to her whenever they're looking to find a parking spot for their car. Apparently, the prayer goes, "Mother Cabrini, don't be a meanie, find me a spot for my machinie," which is silly, a little ridiculous, but it is a witness that people of that town, I imagine people who aren't even Catholic, aren't even Christian, still say that prayer, that they know that there was a saint who loved them there in that town, who brought Jesus to them there in that town. They know that God took care of them through this woman. God takes care of us so well. He doesn't stop giving us gifts, whether it's through a saint, something big like that, whether it's through our mom and dad, whether it's through just good weather. Every single thing is in the hand of God. Everything we've received, it's because God has given it to us. We need eyes to see, whether it's just a parking spot, eyes to see that it's God who's giving us these little gifts. Can I hear 3 things on this 8:30 on a Wednesday morning? Can I hear 3 things that God has given us in your life today? Show of hands. What's a gift from God you've received already this morning? Yes, right there. What's that? The bread? Okay. For breakfast, maybe? Okay. Can I have one of our junior high friends? What's the gift God's given you so far today? Yeah. Waking up. Amen. Every breath, every life we have, just, we wouldn't have it unless the Lord has given it to us. And one more from this side. What's a gift God has given us? It could be anything. Yeah. Life. Okay, you guys are getting very broad. Life itself, every breath, hands down. Every gift we have, whether it's just our mom, our dad, a good cereal this morning, we need to learn to have eyes to see that the Lord has given us everything. Like the leper who returned to Jesus and thanked him for healing him, we need to go back to God and thank him and thank him and thank him constantly. That is the will of God for us, and that is our greatest joy, to learn how to thank God for everything. Because he keeps giving us gifts.